Hello, I'm Darren Davis, and I'm the manager of the Novell ISV engineering team, working with our SUSE Appliance ISV partners. Welcome to our demo of the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. The SUSE Lifecycle Management Server is an important part of the SUSE Appliance Toolkit. The Lifecycle Management Server streamlines the process of updating and maintaining your software appliances and provides the governance you need. The SUSE Lifecycle Management Server provides a single platform to manage entitlements and deliver unified updates to deployed software appliances based on SUSE Linux Enterprise. The SUSE Lifecycle Management Server is primarily responsible for monitoring and managing your software appliances throughout their lifetimes. It provides you basic interface for managing customer entitlements and subscriptions. In the following demo, I would like to show you, first, how to install the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Second, how to prepare your software appliance to receive updates from the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Third, how to create and test your update repository, and how to provide unified updates to deployed software appliances. In preparation, I used SUSE Studio to create an example software appliance based on SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 11. I have selected SUSE Linux Enterprise Juice, just enough operating system, a slimmed-down configuration of the industry-leading SUSE Linux Enterprise Server that provides only the functionality you need for your virtual appliance or software appliance and nothing else. Now let me show you how to update this appliance using SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. First, let's install the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. The SUSE Lifecycle Management Server is installed as an add-on to SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, and once it's installed, you'll find how to configure it in the YAST Control Center. After you've updated the product, it allows you to configure the various options of the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. For example, the hostname of the server, how it will be visible to the customers, and other important information. This interface is used to enter all the basic options for the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server and configure before starting the server. After the server is running, all the management can be done using the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server web interface. Let's have a look at some of the key configurations of this interface. Via the Mirror tab, you set up a connection to SUSE Studio. To update and modify the appliance created by SUSE Studio, we need to connect the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server to SUSE Studio. Now your software appliance is able to connect to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. You can see that the test connection succeeded and the connection is listed as functional. Now after all the configuration is finalized and saved, we can switch to the web interface of the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. In the first step, we were installing and configuring the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server, and in the second step, we will prepare our appliance to be managed by the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Now you can see what the web interface looks like. It has three key tabs: Appliances, Customers, and Subscriptions Management. And at the right-hand corner, you can see links for Settings, Help, and Sign Out. In the Appliance tab, you have an overview of the appliances which are known in the SUSE Studio instance. The next step will be to enable our example appliance. The current status of the appliance is not enabled, which means that the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server does not yet handle this particular appliance. By clicking on this appliance, we will get to the appliance properties. The appliance needs to be enabled so that the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server can take it into account and consider it for updates. Now the appliance is enabled, and SUSE Studio will start rebuilding the image to include the modules required by the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. As a result, SUSE Studio is checking the appliance status for the next steps. The status of the appliance changes to Needs Adaptation, which indicates that the appliance is missing some components, which are necessary to connect to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Plus, additional configuration may be required. As soon as we click Adapt, SUSE Studio will automatically update the package and your new build of the software appliance. The status is changing to New Build is Running, and we can switch to SUSE Studio to see the progress here. In SUSE Studio, we can see the updated image is currently created. The appliance is being rebuilt, updated, and configured. Now the appliance is able to connect to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server for updates and maintenance. If you are an ISV, you can now deploy this appliance to your customers. Let's go to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. You can see that the status of the appliance changed to New Build is Running. Now we have added an updated package to the appliance in SUSE Studio. Let's see how it shows up in the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server interface. We do a refresh from Studio. After the refresh, let's have a look if there are any updates for our software appliances. Let's have a quick recap. First, we installed the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Second, we prepared our software appliance to adapt to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. In our third step, we will create the update repositories to deliver unified updates to your deployed software appliances. Currently, some updates are pending and the test repository is empty or not created. Let me explain this message. SUSE Lifecycle Management Server provides the ability of staging repositories. Once you have updated your appliances in SUSE Studio, you can provide updates for the update repository of SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. However, you most likely want to have your update repository tested before you deploy your appliance to all customers. SUSE Lifecycle Management Server allows you to create and test your update repositories before they are available to the end customer. Let's create an update repository and provide some quality assurance for it. Once quality assurance approves the updates and the updated appliance, as well as the update process is working, they can approve the update repository to be considered as final and ready to be provided to the customers. The approved update repository will be published and is now available for updates to deployed software appliances. So far, we have installed the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server, prepared our appliance, and published the update repository. Now we are able to streamline the updates of our software appliance. Your deployed software appliance is now ready to get updated packages from the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. Let's switch to the Customer tab. Here you see the list of customers. These are the customers who have received software appliances from you. The customer's appliances are already prepared to receive regular updates from the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server. The Customers tab provides you the ability to edit the customer data. In addition, the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server offers an interface to CRM systems for management of essential customer data. Let's have a look at the Subscription tab. I have already created one subscription for the first customer. The customer has a registration key according to his requirements. The registration is starting on December 10th, 2009, and it is unlimited. Now I can create another customer subscription. You select the software appliance and the customer that has access to this appliance. In addition, you can change the start and end date of the customer subscription if required. As soon as the new subscription is created, the customer has access to other updates and registration keys. For additional help, please click on Help on the top right corner. You will be linked to the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server documentation. Thanks for watching this demonstration. You can find more information on the SUSE Lifecycle Management Server and the SUSE Appliance Toolkit on www.novell.com/toolkit.